Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe. The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hour number two here on The Instigators. Rob Ray joining and Craig and Andrew here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It's kind of an, in a way, Rob Ray day, simply because Down Goes Brown wrote that article about you can thank them for, and he talks about the tie-down rule and everything, and Razor basically is it's called the Rob Ray rule. But something else happened on this date in hockey history. Rob, any idea?
I have no idea.
October 21st, 1989. Why is that day so important to you?
First game.
Yeah, so we thought Austin Matthews had a pretty good first game. Okay, four goals, not too bad, right? First overall pick, right, Rob?
Yeah.
No one expected Rob Ray to show up in Pittsburgh representing the Royal Blue and Gold and put in a goal and an assist. And not only put in a goal and an assist, he scored on his first shift. You know, one other superstar player that I know scored on his first shift, I know this because I'm obsessed with this player, and that's number 66, Mario Lemieux.
I think there's been a lot of guys, isn't there?
First shift, yeah.
You did not have a fight in that game?
No, you know who challenged me? Is Rob Brown.
Rob Brown?
Is the little guy?
The little guy. We're lined up at a face-off. I don't even know when in the game. And I was like bouncing off the walls. I was so, you know, this is the NHL. I'm going to conquer this. This is going to be nothing. And he comes up and we're lined up against each other. And he started going at me and he challenged me to a fight. And I literally looked at him like, are you kidding me? I'm on fire. And I skate away and keep playing. But I could have had my first and only Gordie Howe hat trick that game in my first game if I had grabbed on him.
At what point you score your first shift?
It's kind of smart, though, because you don't want anyone to know that you can fight, especially when you're putting in a goal and an assist. Now you want to be a player, maybe.
Yeah, but I did the very first game at home. The very next game was home against Boston, and I ended up fighting Nevin Markworth.
There's a household name.
Never heard of him.
What were you going to say there, Riff?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you score in your first shift. It's your first game in the NHL. You score your first shift. You get an assist. And at what point in time in your brain did you say, 100%, I'm walking out of here with a Gordie Howe hat trick?
Never. I was looking point total, man. I was trying to establish that point total because I didn't know if it was going to be my last game. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, why would you want to spend 5 minutes in the box when you already have a goal and an assist? Yeah.
Gordie Howe hat trick. That's why. If you have a golden assist,
and I look
I think
back and I'd never.
That would be selfish. One. That would be selfish. You want the Gordie Howe hat trick to be, you know, the fight to be almost like second, not first, not third, because then it becomes that's when you get hurt.
Right. The other question is, I got the game sheet somewhere here, and Lemieux was on the ice, Coffey was on the ice, scored on Brasso, and I'm like, now I look back and go, why the hell was they even on the ice?
Then you go back and watch the film, and you realize they just made a terrible change. And they weren't really on the ice. They were getting on.
No, that's not the way it is. Maybe they were getting off. Now it's like,
and you don't realize
up against Mario Lemieux, dude.
Yeah, three other players had to go to them and say, no. Those are their minuses, not mine. Those are theirs after the game. Instigators, Rob Ray joining us. I think that's unbelievable.
I scored my last shift last shot too.
Was that in that
Ottawa?
Was that a
Ottawa
game
in
with
Toronto.
Washington or Philly or something?
No, it was against Toronto, in Toronto. Right off the faceoff, backhand off the draw. It was seconds after the draw. I go back to the bench. I sat down, never got another shift, and never played another game after that. And it was the last game of the year, and it meant nothing, okay? It meant nothing for Ottawa. And I don't know, we were playing the Islanders or something like that. And Jacques Martin would always bring everybody into the middle afterwards and say his little piece and then say, hey, who's going to skate? Who's not in the lineup that night? So he draws them all in, and these guys would never say anything to Jacques. And I'm like, hey, Jacques, before you start, he's like, yes, Robbery. I go, I promise and I swear if you play me tonight, I won't score. Because I knew it was going to be the last time I'd ever get a chance to play in a game. And he just looked at me and he goes, Robbery, Shane Knighty, you're not playing, skate at this end. And that was it. And they had that stopped his meeting. Everybody started laughing, and that was the end of it. That's why I love Jacques so much.
You bookended your career with two goals and one assist, and then in between you 3,200 or something?
3,207.
My God. Rob Ray joining the Instigators here. I said before we went to break, with Taylor Hall here now, Eric Staal, I consider Cody Eakin a key piece, Jack Eichel, Jeff Skinner. I mean, you've got some really high-end talent.
Sam Reinhart.
Big question mark for me besides Sam. And I say that because he might have to be the piece that goes in my next acquisition. Why, after that report from the Blackhawks, would the Sabres not inquire about what it would take to get Patrick Kane?
Well, I don't know. Something that would come along with Patrick Kane is 3 years left at $10.5 million. When you're looking at a team that's already
well,
in a financial position.
Well, I think that would all kind of be structured into the and worked into the finances of the deal. I mean, I think that would be understood going into it, but I would hate for that to be the only
it's
reason
three
why.
3 years left on the term.
I just don't understand where you're going to fit that in the lineup. When you have a $10 million Eichel, a $9 million Skinner, an $8 million Taylor Hall, how do you fit in a $10.5 million Patrick Kane?
I you know what? I don't know. I don't know. And I say this because it's, you know, it's water cooler banter. I don't care because that's not my problem. The problem is can you make it work? And if you can, do you do it? Should you do it?
Well, and financially, does that take away that? Okay. The finance, maybe you can make that work by bringing him in, but somewhere down the depth pool, it's going to take its toll, right? Or if your top two are so good, it really doesn't matter. Or you could look at it.
I'm not the only one that likes this idea. You know, I mean,
I'm not saying I don't like it.
No, I'm not saying you don't like it. I'm not even speaking about your guys' opinion on it. I'm saying that it because it's ludicrous, but it's also great. Like it
well,
it has,
I'd like Austin Matthews.
Get out of here.
But
like,
I'd also no seriously. Like, I would like you know, Alex Ovechkin.
Oh, come on, Craig.
Well, what makes you think Patrick Kane is any different than those players I just mentioned?
Well, I think what makes it different is number one, I thought the same thing about Eric Staal, whether he makes 3.25 or 10.5. Like, I thought the same
big
thing.
Difference.
About, okay. One-year contract too.
I understand that, guys. I understand that. I'm saying all things workable here. So,
you'd have
the relationship
to get rid of,
with
you'd
Kevin
have to
Adams.
Get rid of Ristolainen, and you'd have to get rid of, and I shouldn't say get rid of, you'd have to move on Ristolainen, and you have to move on Sam Reinhardt.
Okay. And you're telling me if those two names were the key pieces in the deal, you're telling me that you'd be irate if that deal was made? I wouldn't. I'd be praising that deal.
No, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Like I agree with you. I think those are two key pieces in the deal. Unfortunately for Chicago, I'm not willing to part ways with Dylan Cousins. I do think that would be another key piece. But you have another right winger that you just drafted number 8 overall in Jack Quinn. You know, could also be a key piece as a future replacement for Pat Kane. Not that anyone can ever replace Pat Kane.
But you got to remember, too, Taylor Hall's on a one-year deal. Staal's on 1 year. There's nothing says these guys are going to be here long-term. You make a deal like that, you better win.
That's why I'm doing it. That's exactly.
And then you look back and say it doesn't work out.
See, we had this conversation last week, Rob, and we don't accept those types of comments around here because if you're Kevin Adams or any general manager for that matter, and you go and you acquire this piece, you're not sitting here acquiring this piece saying, I went over this last week for about 5 minutes. You're not going and acquiring this piece saying, yeah, it's not going to work out. You're acquiring this piece with absolute belief in your heart and your gut that it is going to work. Otherwise, you can't afford to make the deal because you don't believe in it. So that's the only way that I would be making that deal. Do I think it's a long shot and very doubtful? Yeah, probably 99%, 88%, I'll call it. Say 88%. But I don't think when you're talking about this particular player, if he were playing for Dallas and was from Calgary and, you know, this conversation was had, I'd say absolutely no way. He's from Buffalo. He's already won. Yes, he carries a big salary load, but he also has a relationship with the general manager. So that's why. And I never thought Taylor Hall would be here. I never thought Eric Staal would be here. And I said I had a point about Cody Eakin. When we were talking about UFAs, I even said to Craig, what about Cody Eakin? We both agreed, probably not going to be coming here. Yep. And here he is. Here he is on his own will. He didn't even have to get traded here.
So we're at 40. We're at $43.6 million with 10 players signed. That's without Sam Reinhart.
Forwards only, right?
Forwards, yep. That's without Sam Reinhart or Victor Olsson. Basically, two of our top players on our team. You just don't know what those guys are going to sign for. They're both restricted free agents. They're both going to arbitration. As much as I think Patrick Kane has easily three more elite level years left in him. So I'm not worried about the production that you're going to get from Patrick Kane for $10.5 million. I think I'd do that all day long. It's how do you fit Patrick Kane into a lineup that already has a $10 million Eichel, a $9 million Skinner, an $8 million Hull, and a $6 million Oposo.
But you already said it. Sam Reinhart, who you have to probably, I mean, a lot of people are projecting $6+ million for this player. $6 million, let's call it six. I think it's closer to five, but six. Ristolainen's at what, 5'4", 5'6"? Which one is it?
Does it really matter?
There it is. In fact, with those two players right there, you're actually saving $900,000. And you have a right-hand shot defenseman that can, I don't want to say replace Risto, but, you know, replace Risto.
You're taking two pretty big pieces out. You're bringing one in.
The question is, if you lost Risto on defense, can Colin Miller, Brennan Montour, Henry Yoki Haru, could they take over and spread the workload through those three guys to take away the big minutes that Ristolainen eats up? You know, is Rasmus Dahlin going to be able to make another stride forward? Is Matt Irwin, who was signed for $700,000, who's a solid third pairing defenseman that's going to be a stay-at-home physical guy, can he take minutes? Like, it's an interesting concept, but you have to understand, Petey, with acquiring Patrick Kane, you're also giving away Sam Reinhart, Ristolainen, and what else?
Next year's first, probably. Or this year's first that you drafted, because he's a forward, right winger.
I guess my question to you, are we better off signing Sam Reinhart, keeping Ristolainen, and our first-round draft pick?
Are we better off?
Yeah.
I think it's safe. I think it's safe, but I think you're better off acquiring Patrick Kane for what we just did, especially after Craig, let me just say one thing to you here. Okay. And this is all I should really have to say. What sounds better to you? Okay. Jack Eichel, Taylor Hall, and Sam Reinhart. Pretty damn good line. Or Jack Eichel, Taylor Hall, and Patrick Kane with no Ristolainen in your lineup. Like, you're taking out Risto, which people would do for nothing, by the way. That's not my thought on Risto. That is a theory on Risto. And you're adding in something that I think would absolutely completely change not just the dynamic of your team, but the actual belief about what the Sabres are going to be next year.
Yep. And so we are sitting here discussing and enjoying going over
what about Taylor Hall. And I was just a pipe dream, but here he is, Buffalo Sabre.
Listen, I'm not going to say it's a pipe dream. I'm going to say maybe it's realistic. Maybe they want to trade away a 31-year-old player that makes $10.5 million. And maybe they want to add a 26-year-old forward. And what's the Risto? 25 years old. Or no, sorry, Sam Reinhart's 24 and Ristolainen's 25. So maybe they're looking in Chicago. We can get two established players that can help our youth moving forward. Maybe this
is the price of one. And you
throw
in, might have to give him a Casey Mittelstadt too.
Okay.
But
so here's the problem I have. What happens the year after next year?
Say that again, Rob.
What happens the year after next year? What happens when you have to go and sign Rasmus Dahlin, who's coming out of an entry-level deal, and you think you're going from a $925,000 salary, and who knows what Rasmus Dahlin's going to get point-wise next year? Let's just say I would feel very, and I mean very comfortable to say that he's going to get 50-plus. Can we agree on that?
Yes. Yep.
Well, you're looking at $8-plus million. So where does that come from? Where does – how much money is Henry Yoki Haru going to make next year?
Is it $8+ million next year, though? And I don't say it's not, but I'm saying, look at, does the market and the cap freeze, we'll call it, at 81.5 for the next 4 years not affect all the next deals? It's going to affect it, because we're not looking at 8.5 for sure. If we're looking at 88 million payroll or 90 million salary cap, which would normally be what it was, it actually would have been 93 million by the time Dahlin signed. But the reality is now it's 12.5 million less.
And to keep that lineup, you got to sign Taylor Hall.
And let's just say we sign him at the same. Let's just say that he decides to stay in Buffalo for 8 million for, let's say, 4 or 5 years after.
Again, I will repeat this. Not my problem, but
listen, this all makes sense.
But you're going to have to pay Sam his $6 million, and you're going to have to, you got another, what, 4 years on Risto at 5.4? So
2 years.
Two. Oh, is it only two? Okay. 2 years on Risto at 5.4. Maybe it can work itself out. I don't know. Not a capologist. Never claimed to be. So I'm just trying to build a fantasy team around here. What?
So what you're doing is you're building fantasy team. It's called fantasy team. And what you're doing is you're stars over Kansas.
Absolutely.
What does that mean, Rob? What does stars over Kansas fantasy team sound like?
The New York Rangers.
It means the big boys get paid and the bottom guys make nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say they make nothing. What? League minimum, 700 grand.
And that's nothing in the NHL, Petey. I hate to say it, and that's the reality of
things. What happens if you got all this firepower and you got to replace a goaltender?
Again, I say this one more time as if I'm on DJ Repeaters. Not my problem.
It is your problem. We're building and we're taking on the thought process of Andrew Peters acquiring Kane. What you need to understand is you're bringing in a tremendous amount of money to a forward line that already has spent a lot of money.
I am speaking on behalf of the fans here.
And like I said, stars over Kansas means your top six forwards make all the money and your bottom six, they are fighting for scraps. Well, is Kyle Poso fighting for scraps? Is Zemgus Girgensson fighting for scraps? Our players in our bottom six aren't fighting for scraps. So it's extremely difficult to try and acquire a Patrick Kane is all I'm trying to say.
How many times, too, Petey, have you seen teams load up on a tremendous amount of offensive guys, and then all of a sudden it hits a point in the season when they go, there's only one puck out there.
I don't know. Tampa
there's only
Bay
one
did all
guy. Right. There's only one guy at a time that can have that puck.
Tampa Bay did all right. You know, the Cody Eakin, you add Kane, and that Eakin deal sounds
Tampa
more
Bay
like
did
a
Colton better when they started
or
adding a little grit and depth, and their third and fourth line guys put it over the top.
That reminds me. Are we still looking for a fourth line winger? Are we still looking for a third or fourth line guy? Because I have a suggestion. I came across his name. Free agency still going, ladies and gentlemen. But I have a guy that I think would be amazing on this squad.
Who would that be?
I got to tell you when we come back because we're up against the clock. Instigators. And I think this would be huge, Buffalo. Huge. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Find out who that is. Am I crazy with the Pat Kane talk? Tweet me at the Instigator 76. Just give me a we ain't no. I don't need a long, you're an idiot type thing. Just give me a yes or no. We ain't no is yes and no in French. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, Rob Ray, Andrew Peters, Craig Rivet, WGR Sports Radio 550, and MSG. No, not MSG right now. Sorry, that's just bad habit and not really paying attention. Because I'm looking for a player. Pretty sure he hasn't signed. Saw his name on the free agent list. And I think now when you have Hall and you have Stahl and you have Jack and you have Sam and you have Skinner and you have Olofsson, who's a household name now around the league, and you have Cody Eakin coming here now, I'm going to say, before we get into some other conversations, Brian Boyle. Brian Boyle.
Oh man, really? I thought you were going to say somebody else.
Who?
I thought you were going to load up our top six.
No, because I believe that
with Hoffman, the number one free agent on the market right now. The guy has been on fire. He's a goal scoring machine.
Why hasn't he signed?
A goal-scoring machine.
Why hasn't he signed?
It's the market right now. Go look at what guys are signing for. No one's signing long-term contracts. Nobody. Guys are being paid less than their market value. And you know, players like Hoffman, teams are not interested in signing long-term deals for players. There's been very few long-term deals. Like I look at Josh Anderson in Montreal, got his 7-year deal for $5.5 million, which I would have done in a heartbeat because I love Josh Anderson. That being said, he was one of the only guys that got a long-term deal.
Yeah, there were a few guys, but they weren't there, you know, like Markstrom, and there's one other guy that got a long-term deal.
Yeah,
can't remember who it was. But
isn't there GM meetings here this Friday?
Apparently.
I think there is. So do you think anything coming out of that where guys will be able to figure out what's going on, where they're standing a little better, all that kind of situation, maybe come out and, you know, be settled, that it may open up the door for guys to start doing a little more?
Like at the GM meetings?
Yeah, but I don't think – is it at a GM meeting or is it a –
I guess it would be Zoom calls. Is that what you mean?
Zoom calls. I don't know. I can't imagine they haven't.
Yeah, no, you're right. I, you know, every now and then you forget what's going on around the world. Just for a brief second. That's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that with or without GM meetings that deals would be made. But I think, to be quite honest with you guys, I feel like teams now are struggling to figure out what they're going to do. Struggling to figure out what they're going to do with their roster. I mean, Chicago.
Well, is it an interesting year? Can we go out and sign Hoffman for a 1-year deal? Like, is that?
I think you have to wait for the arbitration cases to finish, don't you? See what Sam's going to get and all that kind of thing. Wouldn't you say that's fair or no? Or do those not affect that?
I think it's fair. I think, don't you have a pretty good idea of where Sam's going to fit in? If you have Max Domi that signed a 2-year deal that takes him to unrestricted free agency and he signed for $5.3 million a year, if Sam's going and he wants a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal, I don't really know how it works. Wouldn't you think that he would be very similar to the same ballpark if he's going on a short-term deal?
I would, but I don't know. I don't know. I've never been to arbitration, and I don't know that I trust the arbitration.
Would you say on the high side that Sam on a 2-year deal would be around $6 million?
Probably.
That would be on the high side. I would imagine. So you slot Sam in for that somewhere around that number. The question is, can we bring in Hoffman to play on our second line, which means that we would be having to move one of our defensemen that makes, you know, a significant amount of money. It just seems like a really interesting year for a lot of teams. A lot of teams that are looking to make a splash, but only for 1 year to see how things play itself out. It's actually extremely interesting.
Scotty Wilson.
What did he sign for?
700.
Two-way.
1 year deal.
It's a two-way deal.
Instigators.
But not sure.
WGR 550. How about Joe Thornton, boys? We talked about this on Friday, and we were all pretty adamant it wouldn't be Toronto if he did come back, and here he is, Toronto Maple Leaf. You, me, and Marty, we're all doubtful.
Yeah. What's there to say here?
Were you doubtful because you didn't think he'd play for 700 grand?
Or the ticket
that he was going to be asking for?
Not at all. Joe is not about the money. He's never been about the money. Joe Thornton, in particular, should have made millions and millions of dollars more in his career than what he currently made. I'm going to tell you that right now, because I know for a fact when I played with him, you know, 12 plus years ago in San Jose, he is not about the money. He's about the environment. He's about the team. He's about the boys. I mean, I have never seen a more gracious, you know, I've never seen a guy buy more team dinners and just pick up certain bills. Like he's really a fantastic ad. He had 31 points last year in 70 games.
There are some great, I don't agree with them, but they're pretty funny. You know, Leaf jokes, Thornton age jokes and stuff like that on social media. The one said, you know, it was like doing a mock interview with Thornton, and they said, Joe, why'd you pick Toronto? He goes, because at my age, I'm only fit to play one round. So I picked the Leafs.
Is that what he said?
No, he didn't say that.
No,
he didn't say that.
Because I can see him saying that. No, I'm not kidding you.
Well, that would kind of be the last thing you'd want your guy that you're, because everyone, you know, you expect that he's signing there because what he said was they're a great team. Freddie Anderson, he loves Freddie Anderson. Great young team, great team. Believes they're a Stanley Cup contender. You know, I think adding Joe Thornton, I think they're definitely a much better team, but I don't know. I don't know if that takes the Leafs to a Stanley Cup championship. I guess we shall see.
Listen, I mean, he's played 1,636 games, 1,509 points. The guy is a tremendous, tremendous person. He's going to be a great add to, I believe, you know, like, listen, they ended up moving out a Johansson. I don't know his first name. Johansson.
Andreas
Johansson. He was making $3.4 million. I believe that Joe Thornton right now, even at the right age of, I don't even know how old he is, 41 years old, I think. He still has game left in him. He takes things very seriously. He takes his training seriously. I've never been around a player that loves the game more than him. It's like, you know, when we talked about Jaromir Jagr, and how special he is, and how he's kind of he's just a little bit off. You know what I'm saying? Joe Thornton is that guy that he doesn't take days off. That's not in his mindset. He, you know, we would be traveling a 7-day road trip, you know, four or five games in those 7 days. We'd come back, fly in the morning, and he'd be at the rink the next day when everybody else had a day off. He didn't believe in days off. He believed, even if he went on the ice for 15 minutes, he went to the rink. He did what he had to do. He kept his body in great condition. And, you know, listen, I mean, it's going to be a good pickup because the boys are going to love Joe. The boys in Toronto are going to absolutely love Joe.
Well, speaking of keeping our body or your bodies in good condition, I look at the three of us and I think we've accomplished that for sure. We got to go to break. Instigator's final segment coming up.
I'm going. I'm leaving, guys. Thank you. I'm not stimulated anymore. So
yeah, me neither.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks.
I can definitely handle the last few minutes by myself. It's not like you guys truly add anything to this.
I know you could. You are truly a rock star, Petey. There's no question about it.
Yeah. You know what the difference is between me and a rock star?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators final segment. Give me a hell yeah on Twitter at the Instigator 76 if you're with me on Pat Kane. Just stay silent if you're not. But let's get a petition going. Should they just inquire about him? What would it take to get him? I think that would be, I mean, why stop at Hall? Why stop at Stall? Let's keep going. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Anthony, I am fearful, and Anthony, ladies and gentlemen, is Craig's real name. So sometimes I don't know, I'll call him Anthony. So Craig.
Yep.
I am fearful for you in the next hour, which would be One Bills Live.
Why is that?
There is rumblings. Inside sources tell me that some people are not very happy with you with how you operate in fantasy football.
No, I don't think that's the case.
I don't know.
Think
I feel like they're calling you. They're calling you the John Chayka of GMs.
No, I think I'm
tampering.
I'm an involved guy that likes to know my options to see what's out there, and I like to see who's willing and able to make trades.
So why would someone's feathers be ruffled with fantasy football? I don't understand.
I don't think anybody's feathers are ruffled. Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just heard that some people.
I honestly feel like I love fantasy football. I really do love it. I love talking to people and texting people to see kind of where their heads are at. You kind of get the personality. You get to know the person, the player that you're playing against. There's all kinds. There's guys that love to sit there and text back and forth all day long about certain trade possibilities. And then there's guys like, you know, Jeff Koltenak, that's just stone cold, won't have it. love. He is just a savage.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's pretty good. That's what's irritating about him. Like, he doesn't like to talk. He doesn't like to listen. He doesn't need it.
When you describe the people that love to text and are just like kind of ongoing, would that be you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very much so. Anyway,
this is why, not that I'm being missed in the office fantasy football pool, but this is why I don't do it, as I don't think I can commit that kind of time. I'm not saying that there's better use of my time. I'm just saying that there's other ways to use my time. Instigators. Tomorrow, Elliot Friedman at 11. He's not quitting on us. He's going to join us. One Bills Live next. Enjoy, everybody.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.